Hey everybody, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things attachment style. Now, let's be real, parenting can feel like a wild roller coaster ride sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high on those adorable smiles and snuggles, the next you're clinging on for dear life during a full-blown meltdown in aisle 5 of Target. But what if I told you there's a superpower that could help you navigate those choppy waters with grace and ease? That superpower is emotional intelligence, yours and your child's. Emotional intelligence, or EIC, is all about understanding and managing our own emotions, as well as recognizing and responding to the emotions of others. Think of it as the secret sauce for building strong, healthy relationships, especially crucial when you're dealing with tiny humans who are still learning how to navigate this crazy world. So, what does EQ actually look like in parenting? Well, first, let's talk about self-awareness. It's all about recognizing your own emotions and triggers. Ever had a day where you snapped at your kid for something totally minor? We've all been there. Recognizing that your anger might stem from feeling stressed or overwhelmed is the first step in managing those emotions before they escalate into full-blown tantrums. Next up, we have self-regulation. This is about controlling those impulses and responding thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Picture this. Your child throws a tantrum because you won't let them eat candy for breakfast, a totally reasonable request, by the way. Instead of yelling back or giving in to their demands, take a deep breath, acknowledge their feelings, and calmly explain why you made that decision. You're teaching them valuable coping mechanisms while staying calm yourself. It's a win-win. Now, let's talk about empathy. This is all about stepping into your child's shoes and understanding their perspective. When they are feeling frustrated or scared, try to see things from their point of view. Ask them questions like, "What's making you feel this way?" instead of just dismissing their feelings. Remember, it's not about agreeing with them, but about validating their emotions and making them feel heard. Let's not forget social skills. This is all about teaching your child how to interact with others in a respectful and positive way. Encourage them to share their toys, take turns, and resolve conflicts peacefully. Model these behaviors yourself, and remember, it takes time and patience. Finally, we have motivation, the driving force behind our actions. Help your child find things that inspire them and give them a sense of purpose. Encourage their passions, celebrate their successes big and small. And remind them that they are capable of achieving anything they set their minds to. Think about the last time you felt frustrated while trying to connect with your child. Maybe they wouldn't listen, or they were having a meltdown over something seemingly trivial. What if, instead of reacting with impatience, you took a moment to pause and check in with yourself? What emotions were bubbling up inside you? Were you feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or maybe even a little resentful? By acknowledging your own feelings, you create space for empathy and understanding. You can then respond to your child's behavior with compassion rather than anger. Remember, they're not trying to deliberately push your buttons. They're just expressing their needs and emotions in the best way they know how, even if it doesn't always seem cute or adorable. So, let's recap. EQ is like a superhero cape for parents. It helps us manage our own emotions, understand our kids better, build stronger relationships, and ultimately create a more loving and supportive home environment. Remember, parenting isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up with empathy, understanding, and a willingness to learn and grow alongside your little ones. Now go forth and be the emotionally intelligent parent you were always meant to be. And don't forget to share this episode with other parents who could benefit from the superpower. You know, the ones who need a good laugh and maybe a hug after navigating another day of parenting adventures. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me tomorrow for another dose of attachment style wisdom. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.